This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Oakland to Omaha, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
But they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How are we doing, everybody? Thanks for being with us. Good show coming up for you. How about baseball Hall of Fame catcher Pudge Rodriguez? One of the greatest defensive catchers of all time. Pudge will join us here on the show coming up 1 hour from now. Also this morning on the show, did LeBron screw over his pizza fans?
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Has Ronaldo's transfer to Juventus caused labor strikes? Does Dan Fouts hate the Chargers? Are the Rays destined to fail on the new stadium? And how bad does the Shady McCoy story look? All of that this morning on the show. So buckle up, sit tight, sit back, and let this bad boy wash over you.
Aw, I love the da.
As always, you want to jump in on any of those stories? Got thoughts, got takes, questions, comments, opinions? Well, hit us up at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And watch the simulcast at watchda.com. It's going on right now, live in sparkling Technicolor, and that's mobile friendly, so watch the show at watchda.com on your phone. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, spoke at Summer League yesterday. And obviously, when DeMarcus Cousins signs with the Warriors, after Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors, and Golden State has its nucleus intact, and has won 3 of the last 4 NBA finals, with the last 2 not even competitive, there's obviously the question mark in the NBA. Does the league have a competitive balance problem? So Adam Silver answered this question, and while being positive and optimistic about the league, saying we don't have a problem, he also said we need a better system, which, if you really want to parse words, we don't have a problem, but we need to improve it. Means that this is not the best situation. And let's be perfectly honest, the NBA system is broken when it comes to competitive balance. You might like super teams, because you might just want to see the best players on the same team, knowing that you're going to get the best players and the best teams at the end of the season. Maybe instead of having the door open for the Milwaukee Bucks or the Utah Jazz or the Washington Wizards, maybe you'd rather just have Super Team Golden State, Super Team Houston, or Super Team Cleveland, or Super Team Boston, or something like that. Maybe you want all of the talent bunched up. Because let's face it, ratings are pretty good. League is pretty healthy. But in terms of competitive balance, the argument can be, does competitive imbalance hurt this league? That's a different argument. But is it competitively imbalanced? Absolutely. And so I kind of wondered, with Adam Silver yesterday admitting we need a better system and floating the idea of 1 through 16 of the NBA playoffs instead of an East versus a West, did Silver admit that the NBA is broken? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
You have a very soft cap right now. And I think the question is, are there ways to enhance competition, you know, based on creating more sort of a level playing field in terms of the number of chips each team has, and whether if certain changes we made would increase competition around the league.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That's, of course, Adam Silver. Look, it's okay to admit this, and I think that there's this backlash against from the NBA intelligentsia, the NBA Twitter, the NBA community that love the league so much. There's a backlash of, what, you don't like this? You don't like great basketball? You don't like how great the Warriors are? This is good for basketball because there's always been super teams. There's always been dynasties, which, I got to tell you, it's just silliness. Because, yes, if you want to go all the way back to the 1960s with 8 straight titles by the Boston Celtics and 11 total, yes, at that point in time, they were the Golden State Warriors of what we're seeing now. You go into every season knowing that they're going to win the championship, rarely, if ever, challenged. But we haven't seen this since then. So let's take that out when there was 8 teams in the NBA. And let's forward to 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now. This is the worst it's ever been because even the dominance that the Showtime Lakers were or Michael Jordan's Bulls were never had an air of inevitability that right now we are penciling in yet again a Golden State championship and we are a full year away and they've already come off 3 and 4 years. The Bulls were challenged in the East by the Pistons, the Knicks, the Pacers. They were challenged in all of their NBA Finals appearances. They were pushed to 6 games in almost all of those series. The Lakers always had the Celtics standing in their way, or before that, the Philadelphia 76ers, or late, the Detroit Pistons, all great teams that could win championships. So they were challenged as well. It's silly to say that this is the way that it's always been. It's always been a finite group of champions, but it's never been one team that we knew year after year after year were not going to be challenged. This is silliness. And thus, this is a creation of what the NBA had, which was a moment in time where Kevin Durant could leave and the NBA had a spike in its cap. And the Golden State Warriors had inexpensive contracts on the books already and could fit Kevin Durant under that without losing any other pieces. It just so happened that way. But here's the broken part about the NBA, is that as you just saw, there was no incentive for LeBron to stay in Cleveland financially. There was no incentive for Kevin Durant to stay in Oklahoma City financially because the difference in money now is not so exorbitant that players can't leave and feel like they'll get pretty close to that. And so instead, the broken part about the NBA's free agency is not that players test the market because there is a cap and a luxury tax. In baseball, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper will hypothetically go to the highest bidder, whatever that bidder says the open market you're worth. $30 million, $35 million, $40 million, 7 years, 9 years, 12 years. Look at Giancarlo Stanton. Whatever the highest bidder says your value is in baseball, you can go sign that. In basketball, you can't. LeBron James will make $30 million a season, arguably. He's worth about $75 million a season. But the NBA has a cap. And so, because of this artificial depression of salaries, players don't have their might on the open market. They're not making that much more or that much less. It's all within a certain frame. Their might, their influence is via forcing trades to places they want to go. Kawhi Leonard right now has the Spurs over a barrel. He can force his way to where he wants to go, which is where he wants to play with friends, hypothetically. Which is what LeBron could do, which is what KD could do, which is what Carmelo could do, which is what the stars of the NBA have done and can do. Kyrie Irving pulled this last year. Trade me now. You're not a free agent. I don't care. Trade me now to the teams that I want to go to. That's what's broken about the NBA. And so it creates a conglomeration of specific places that can get the talent. And so if you're Indianapolis, sorry, you're screwed. And that's what's broken. You're Milwaukee, sorry, screwed. You're Detroit, sorry, screwed. That's the problem. And therefore, it has created competitive imbalance. I like Adam Silver, but he's lying through his teeth. He has to say we don't have a problem, but he's lying through his teeth. Of course this is a problem. You can't have a league that's healthy and you know year after year after year who's going to win, and the best team of the league can sign the best player. You can't have that. That's broken. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I was reminded when I saw Adam Silver's comments of Lee Jenkins' story about the championship that the Warriors just won that was in Sports Illustrated a couple of weeks ago, basically last month when they won their title. And there was a quote in this. There was a passage in this story that I will always remember, and it immediately came to mind. In this story, it goes into the quote-unquote vulnerability that the Warriors felt this year versus any year, which I have called BS on. Because the Warriors know that if they want to get respect historically, they've got to act as though there was some type of difficulty, this journey, because we appreciate, we respect, we lionize the difficulty in the journey. Michael Jordan is remembered because he had to battle through the Pistons, not because he was born onto the best team in the NBA. Because he finally got through the Pistons. Because he finally vanquished those that had beaten him. Because he had the flu game. We remember the great all-time efforts. We don't remember that it really came easy to him. And so the Warriors are artificially trying to create this narrative because they know they're not going to get the respect of winning all these titles if it looks this easy. And so they've told us this one was hard, this one was difficult, this was the most difficult. There were times we doubted this and that, which all sounded so silly. And in Lee Jenkins' article, he says that Steve Kerr, before game six of the Western Conference Finals, remember the Warriors are down 3-2, says, guys, we will not lose another game this year. He knew. We had basically played sloppy. The Rockets have us down 3-2, but we ain't losing this one in game six at home. We're not losing game seven on the road, and we're sweeping whoever comes out of the East. Does that sound to you like a healthy league? As soon as the Warriors snapped into focus and knew, hey, now we got to really start playing, they knew in the most crucial moments of the year, against hypothetically, arguably, the best teams, they knew as long as they played well, they would not lose. Steve Kerr told his guys, we're not losing the rest of the way. So let's just get the win out of the way now and let's cruise. That is a broken NBA. And Warriors fans, I don't blame you for loving your team. That is what you are here to do. But don't come at me like this is fun, this is cool, this is great for anybody but you. A coach of an NBA team down 3-2 in the NBA Finals with a game seven on the road knows, guys, you guys know we're not going to lose again this season. There's no drama. There's no interest or intrigue there. They knew. Just like the rest of the NBA knows. This is all just a masquerade of a league that we have to focus on other things besides who wins a championship to find the interest in it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, this is amazing. Cristiano Ronaldo goes from Real Madrid to Juventus. And now, because of it, there are labor strikes. This story is amazing. Next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Permission to board the mothership.
Permission granted.
Now I'm on the mothership with the captain, driving to on a voyage unknown.
That's right.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
24 minutes past the hour. DA with you. Full episodes available on iTunes. Simply search DA and CBS and you'll find them there. Download full episodes of The Don. Take us with you wherever you go this summer. Also, you can go to daoncbs.com and check us out there. Full episodes also available. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, daoncbs. And that's a toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Now, we also have our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The listener gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Send us your question of the day at CBS Sports Radio or at DA on CBS. So one of the best soccer stars ever to play, Cristiano Ronaldo, played in the World Cup for Portugal, had an opening match hat trick against Spain. Even at 33 years old, still is amazing and has been for nine seasons the singular star, one of the singular stars, but the epicenter of Real Madrid, one of the best teams in the world. And for 105 million euros, Cristiano Ronaldo is transferred from Real Madrid, Juventus in Italy's Serie A has bought Ronaldo. So just goes to show you, even the best player or one of the best players, it's either him or Messi, even as those two guys get older, can still be bought. Think about Cristiano Ronaldo like Alex Rodriguez. But think about it if Alex Rodriguez won a ton of World Series on a premier team, good looks, handsome, the center of attention, loves to look pretty, loves to date starlets, loves to be the it factor, but also is not only one of the greatest ever and not disgraced out of steroids, one of the greatest ever and is a winner. Champions League winner time and time again. league winner in Spain, all-time leading scorer for Real Madrid. So this is a massive buy by Juventus. Massive. And check this out. Workers at Fiat that build Fiat cars are going on strike because of this. When you spend 105 million euros just to buy the contract of Ronaldo, Juventus is owned by the same company that owns the Fiat Corporation and Ferrari. And those workers are saying, hey, if you can't afford to pay us increased wages, if you're asking us to make economic sacrifices, if you're not taking care of us and you can buy Ronaldo, we're out of here. This is amazing. One of the spokesmen for the union that builds the Fiat cars says, we're told that times are tough, that we need to resort to social safety nets, waiting for the launch of new models which never arrive. And while the workers and their families tighten their belts, you invest this money on one human being. If you would prefer the world of football, entertainment, and everything else, you're enriching only one person instead of thousands, and we are working to build your automobiles. They got a point, and this is amazing. I mean, think about this. Arthur Blank, of course, is the creator, CEO of the Home Depot Corporation. He owned the Atlanta Falcons. Imagine if the Falcons went out and just spent $100 million to buy the contract of Aaron Rodgers. Matt Ryan's out. We're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Not Tom Brady, because Brady only has a couple of seasons left. Ronaldo still is at 33 years old, really effective. Or the Falcons went out and bought J.J. Watt for $100 million. While Home Depot was telling workers, wages have stagnated, no more money, tighten the belts, you just got to ride this thing out. And Home Depot workers said, you know what? Now we're gone. We're out. We're striking. And imagine you couldn't go to a Home Depot. There was no one working at a Home Depot because the Falcons had signed J.J. Watt. This is what we're talking about. This is incredible. And I totally get their point. I mean, because this feels completely like the insane money that is spent internationally on soccer stars. Except that they look at it the same way when they see Bryce Harper make $300 million or Giancarlo Stanton make $300 million or Manny Machado make $300 million or Clayton Kershaw make $250 million. They think the same thing. These are massive amounts of money. And how interesting would it be? See, we don't think of it that way here in the States because most of our companies are not directly involved with things that we work to build that we can identify that easily with. But you could totally understand their point. They're like, wait a second. We're still making the same wages and you're spending $100 million just to buy Ronaldo's contract and now you got to pay him on top of that? What's going on here? It's an amazing story. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. A lot of you guys weighing in on the Adam Silver comments about the system being broken. He says they're in a good place, but there's a way to improve the NBA. I am calling BS. He knows it's broken. The owners know it's broken because none of these owners have billion-dollar franchises or assets and want to go into every season not knowing, or knowing rather, that they cannot win a championship. And if you come at me, yeah, but DA, the Celtics are going to beat the Warriors this year, I'm going to hang up. Why? Because, again, that's only one team. I don't want a league where there's only one team that hypothetically could possibly beat the champion. It's ridiculous. We don't do this in any other sport, and people make excuse after excuse after excuse for the NBA. This is the way it has always been. There's always been dynasties. There's always only been a couple of teams. Yes, but those couple of teams, those dynasties had challengers along the way. There isn't one right now. And again, the Celtics are a nice dream, but they ain't done it yet. We'll get to that also coming up here next. LeBron James left a whole lot of pizza party goers very, very sad. Did he burn the crust? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
He pretends he does his show from a sports talk spaceship.
Who is this? Who are we talking about?
DA on CBS.
I know who DA is.
Yeah.
I've actually spoken to him, but I didn't realize he was on a spaceship.
Well, that's
somewhere.
What he does.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's what I do. Correct. 40 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, you can always take us with you wherever you go this summer on satellite radio as well. Sirius XM 206. If you've got a rental car that's got a little Sirius XM in it, pop us on Sirius XM 206 if you're on the satellite side of things. Team NC tweets, DA, you're just a prisoner of the moment. There's only ever been two or three teams a year with a chance to win the NBA title. It still is that way. There was nothing but repeat champs from 87 through 98. Then just three teams with the next seven titles, Lakers, Spurs, Detroit. You're missing my whole point. Yes, the NBA historically has had a limited number of teams that have been able to win championships. The Lakers, the Celtics, the Bulls. These have been largely the organizations, the Spurs, the Heat have three. Now the Warriors have three in modern times, along with the 75 championship. There's only been a handful of teams that have collected all the titles. However, none of those teams cruised every year. Even if this is a mini era of three seasons, the way that those teams did, it was never a formality. That's the difference. Look, in baseball, who do we think has a chance to win a championship? Certainly the Red Sox, certainly the Yankees, certainly the Astros, and that's just the American League. Any one of those three teams will have to have a brutal challenger in their side of the league just to get to the World Series. It might only be the Red Sox, the Yankees, or Astros that can win it, but they've got to go through one another. The Warriors don't have a significant challenger, and again, don't bring to me this Rockets team. Because yes, they had him on the ropes, and yes, if Chris Paul was healthy, maybe it's different. But how much of that is because the Warriors didn't care this season? They got blown out by 40 against Utah at the end of the year. Steve Kerr had to actually yell at these guys, hey, wake up, you don't care. It is such a formality that they're going through the motions when they don't want to. That's unlike anything in any other sport and unlike any of those other dynasties. Whether it's the Lakers in 1987, the Spurs in 2014 or 2007, whether it's the Bulls in 1993 or 1996, pick your best team of any of those dynasties. Did they believe it was a formality before the season began that they would win and that would be the reality 2 to 3 years in a row? Of course not. Therein lies a huge difference. It'd be one thing if you were like, well, you know what? That team is going to have to really play its best basketball to get through X, Y, and Z. They're the best team, but they're really going to have to be on their P's and Q's. It's different. I mean, the Warriors played, would we all agree, at 75% in the regular season? I would say they were about 75%. And they still won 58 games. They went into the playoffs and knew they didn't have to break a sweat into the Western Conference Finals. They didn't even truly try, seemingly, until they were down 3-2. And they were lucky that Chris Paul got injured because they could have bored their way, doldrummed their way out of the playoffs. If they weren't careful, I mean, that was on the table. But I don't think it was because the Rockets were a significantly better basketball team. I think it was because the Warriors were just not pushed because there was no reason to be pushed. That championship being a formality is the difference between the NBA today and the NBA ever before or any other league ever before. Josh is in York, PA, listening on 1440 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Beat me up, my man.
You got it, buddy. What's up?
I just got a couple points to kind of echo what you're saying. It kind of cracks me up when people say, you know, oh, KD going to the Warriors is the same thing, you know, as LeBron going to the Heat.
Not even close.
It's not, and it's not even apples and oranges. It's fruits and vegetables, you know. LeBron left a team that had nobody. KD had one of the three best point guards in the league. LeBron didn't go join a team that was a record-setting team the year before. I'm not even sure if he made the playoffs the year before he joined them. KD blew a 3-1 lead to the team that he went and joined, you know. So it really cracks me up when people try to compare those two. But another point that I think is funny is Chris Paul didn't play in, was it the last two games of the series?
That's right. Yep, 6 and 7.
So, I mean, this team really hasn't – I don't think there's ever been a dynasty that hasn't had to be clutch really at any point. I mean, if Chris Paul plays, the Warriors, you know, very possibly do go home. I mean, the only other time that they had a 7-game series that was tight was when they blew that – you know, 3-1 leaves. So, you know, LeBron and the Heat or Jordan and the Bulls, you know, LeBron had to win a 7-game series against the Spurs, you know, and come back from down 3-2, and he had to come back from down 3-1. You know, those are memorable championships, and the Warriors really haven't had to go through the fire at all to win any of their titles.
Yeah, since they got Kevin Durant, they've had one competitive playoff series, and that is this year's Western Conference Finals. Now, the Miami Heat, before they acquired LeBron and Chris Bosh, had been bounced out of the first round of the playoffs the previous 2 years. So it's just not the same. Had LeBron joined the defending world champs, or LeBron joined a team that had just won 73 games, then that's equitable. But Kevin Durant didn't join a team that missed the playoffs or were a first-round exit. That Heat team had not gotten out of the first round in 4 years. They had missed the playoffs or been bounced in the first round 4 years in a row when LeBron showed up. It's not the same. Now, LeBron certainly helped create the idea of a super team by teaming up with Chris Bosh and then going to a place with Dwayne Wade. But just having Dwayne Wade without LeBron got them 40 wins and a first round exit. When LeBron got there, they ended up going to 4 straight NBA finals. All right, now speaking of LeBron, this became a controversy because LeBron has investments. He is one of the early investors in Blaze Pizza. Now, Mraz, as the thick tater, the puffiness, the prince of puffiness, the sultan of sodium, we go to you on food acumen. What is Blaze Pizza and have you had Blaze Pizza?
Yeah, there's a Blaze Pizza right in my town. And Blaze Pizza now is giving me comfort that if I ever had to move out of New York, I would feel comfortable eating its pizza. I think it's actually pretty good. Uh-huh. Basically, picture a Chipotle or a Subway build your own, but with a quick fire made pizza.
Didn't Kramer have this idea 20 years ago?
Yeah, except Kramer wanted you to yourselves to put it in the oven. They put it in the oven for you.
All right.
You know, toppings like crazy. You know, you got the flat crust. You can even get a thicker crust. But overall, it's a very solid product and it's made quick. And it doesn't taste like fake pizza, if that makes any sense.
Build your own pizza. Made to order. Do you stand in line or do they bring it to you?
You stand in line until, you know, they put it in the oven. Then you can go fill your drink, pick out a table, do whatever you want. And then you come back. And when it comes out of the oven, it's like 2 minutes. It's out.
2 minutes?
Maybe a little longer, but that's what it feels like. It's very quick. They call it Blaze. It's done in a Blaze.
And it's a solid pie.
Solid. And it's all personal. It's not like you're going to go in there and go, I want a slice of that. I want a slice of that. Everything is a personal pie.
Okay. So LeBron James, a big investor in this. Blaze Pizza tweets out that in Los Angeles, they're throwing a pizza party for LeBron James, celebrating LeBron's arrival with the Lakers. Free pizzas on July the 10th. Okay, that was yesterday. Free pizzas yesterday, July the 10th. They said, stop by any of our L.A. locations between 2 and 5 p.m. for your free pie. Mraz, had you been an L.A. resident yesterday, would you have stopped by Blaze to get a free pie?
No, I would not have. I would not have, because you know it's going to be overcrowded. Anytime you do, like today's free Slurpee day because it's 7-Eleven. You will not catch me getting a free Slurpee. I'm not into the big free food days. Ironic as that may sound.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you'd rather pay the premium to have a little bit of comfort.
Exactly. I just think all those places become a zoo, and I take pride in paying for my food.
You do?
I do, actually.
Really?
There's a lot of There's a lot of people I know who hawk to anything free, and they will make their whole week about scheduling free food.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
I mean, that makes sense, yes. You know, kids eat free on this night. This one eats free on this night. Me, you know what? How much is a Blaze pizza going to cost me? $9? I'll pay the $9. I'm not going to just flock there, because you'll get a lot of people who will never eat Blaze pizza and only go for the free day.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
So LeBron retweeted Blaze pizza saying free pizzas in L.A. 2 to 5 yesterday. Let's welcome LeBron to L.A. the only way we know how. LeBron retweeted this and said, haven't been to a pizza party in a minute. Thinking emoji, Culver City question mark, eye emoji, pizza emoji.
Electronically ignorant.
So inevitably, fans flocked to the Culver City Blaze Pizza waiting for LeBron all day yesterday. They waited. They waited. They waited. What do you think happened? The line was incredibly long. They started crowding around the front door. Where do you think this went? They waited. Ooh, a fancy car rolled up with tinted windows. Everybody ran over to the fancy car with tinted windows outside the Blaze Pizza. They started knocking on the windows, wanting somebody to come out. And then they realized it wasn't LeBron.
I am the epic fail.
One person covering the proceedings tweeted, doubt is growing over the crowd whether LeBron will show up. One Laker fan said he's losing his patience. Quote, Kobe would show. He wouldn't get out of his car, but he'd show up.
I am the epic fail.
Boy, people are stupid. Boy, man, we are just a nation of dolts sometimes.
Get a life.
Kobe would show up, man. I know he would show up to this free pizza party in Culver City. Kobe would definitely at least drive by at a slow rate and kind of slow down and maybe honk his horn and roll down his window as he blew past me to the Beverly Hills. But Kobe would show, man.
This is stupid.
Oh, God. Oh, if you think that Kobe would show up to your free pizza party promotion at Blaze in Culver City because he's so much of a better superstar than LeBron, you're cuckoo.
This is stupid!
You deserve everything you get. You deserve all the sadness in the world. Kobe would show up, man. I know he would. I know. Kobe's my favorite. He would definitely, he's so much better than LeBron. He would show up to my pizza party. It's not your pizza party. It's a promotion from a pizza chain, okay? To get you to show up to buy pizza, and you did. So that's it. LeBron never showed and tweeted a picture of himself in a pool. So I got to tell you this. If you show up to Culver City for free pizza, hoping to see LeBron James because of what he tweeted, more power to you. You've every right in the world. It's like going to batting practice and hoping that a star player signed your baseball or hoping to go see him. Have at it. But don't be bent out of shape and start crying if he doesn't show up, because that's on you. He tweeted eye emojis, a pizza slice with a question mark. That ain't no guarantee you get a meet and greet with LeBron James. That ain't no guarantee that he signs your pizza box.
Get him out.
I mean, seriously. Okay, is it a bit of a tease? It's a bit of a tease from LeBron. Is the ideal situation LeBron to show up, cut a ribbon, and eat pizza with everybody? Absolutely, that's the ideal. But you can't go into a chain pizzeria promotion with a question mark emoji from LeBron and insist you know he's going to show up. And, man, Kobe would have showed up. I know he would. Give me a break. Mraz, if Derek Jeter tweeted out emojis for a Chipotle in New York with eyes, a burrito, and a question mark, are you showing up?
I'm actually not. I'm actually not showing up. As much as I'd want to, you know it's a zoo. You know it's a risk. It's not worth it. I'll have the burrito at home and watch the replay of the 2009 World Series.
And if Jeter doesn't show up, do you say, Mattingly would have shown up. I know Mattingly would have shown up.
Kevin Moss would have been there.
When we come back, Pudge Rodriguez, Baseball Hall of Famer, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.